Alrighty. That's Elvin Jones with Midnight Walk. This is the title track of the drummer Elvin Jones's 1966 album. Brother Thad Jones is on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Abdullah Ibrahim, he was known then as Dollar Brand, on piano, Steve James on electric piano, Don Moore on bass, and George Abend on percussion. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. How you doing? How was your weekend? I hope you're okay and you came through okay too. We all could use a little assurance that yes, we did survive the weekend. We're okay. So what are we talking about today? It's going to really rattle many of you, but hey, them's the breaks. Okay? So I want to ask a question. As you know, Joe Biden has been basically tasked, it's a mandate that he select as a running mate an African American woman who will occupy space at the number two slot on his running sheet there. And I mean, it's going full speed ahead. I'll be hearing and seeing people who have come before us and being presented, but not formally. But people who are rumored to be in the running. And all that is well and good. But I have a problem with it. How surprising. Patrice has a problem with it. Yes, I do. And I want to ask you about this because it seems to me that something is being ignored here. Now, it's all well and good if a presidential candidate thinks it's time to broaden the view a bit, look outside the realm of maledom, and see other possibilities and how to capitalize on those possibilities. Of course, there are many capable women, there always have been. But they've never really been chosen before in this sense to play a major role, a dominant role in an election as the number two person on a very powerful card. Yeah, we had people like Geraldine Ferraro and others, but this is different. Why is it different? Because it has been manufactured so that Biden looks as if he is responding to a mandate, that this wasn't his own personal decision, but one that he was encouraged to take. In other words, he gave himself a bit of wiggle room here, and he has room to say, well, you know. The people demanded it. And so, in response to the people's demands, I thought it over and it seemed like a good idea. But here comes the question. I haven't seen it raised yet. That doesn't mean it isn't coming or that it won't be raised. But the question here. Is Biden's black women only contest for the vice presidential position, is it racist? And is it sexist? He's proceeding as though there's nothing wrong with it. But at a fundamental level, there are loads of arguments against what he's doing or attempting to do. And that's the question. Is this idea of looking specifically and committing oneself specifically to black women only for the vice presidential ticket? Is that a racist thing? Should he get away with it? And is it a sexist thing? When he says, I'm looking for a black woman, and the search is clearly geared toward black women as the preferred candidate, is it racist because it knocks out everybody else? No Latinas, no Asians need apply. Does that not echo the struggle that blacks have had all these years? White only. You can't live here, it's for whites only. You can't work here, it's for whites only. And then comes the issue of sexism. What happens when a man, a black man even, looks at his qualifications and he says, I'm perfectly suited for this job. But it has already been decided he may not apply. And it's not causing any furor so far. And we should talk about that. Why isn't this a problem to go about this way? No objection. You do what you want, and we just live with it. And we'll say nothing about the fact that supposedly it's against the law, for one thing, to openly declare a preference for one group of people, which means the rest of the people should shut up and go away. You have no business here. Now, I don't see women's groups raising this question, and this is precisely the question to raise. Is this the way we want to do business? How would I know. I mean, I understand the argument that this is the way it has been. And there never was a problem. It was not generally considered a problem when men ruled and there was no room for women, let alone women of color. And then when white women gaining admittance, they didn't care to know about, well, Latinas or black women, transgender women, whoever. They're not raising these questions. As long as I get my foot in, the hell with the rest. But isn't it against the law to do something like this? And is this what Democrats should be doing while claiming that they're so progressive, that they literally have announced, we will not consider men for this position. We will not consider Latinas for this position. We want to consider only black women for whatever reasons they will give. Isn't it wrong just to say? Is the selection process, therefore, even before it gets off to an official start, can we call it open and fair? Or are you okay with the explanation? Look, black people, especially black women, have been waiting in the wings for a long time. This is an effort to make up for all of the opportunities they lost. Is this progressive thinking? All right. Now, don't throw pots and pans at me, but that is the question. Is this right? Does it sit well with you? Is it to be considered a progressive position to take? Were you making it very clear who you do not want? How different is that from the old posters that used to be put up on buildings? No blacks. How do you feel? As a woman, does it bother you? That's the question we're dealing with today. Is this selection process supposedly to fill a vice presidential spot on Joe Biden's presidential ticket? Are you okay with this process? Does it pass muster? And should we tolerate it? Now, it's one thing to say you have a preference. You would hope that and the opportunity is there to dramatically change history in this regard, in this respect. But they're actually saying we only are considering black women. And that is supposed to encourage a reaction, a particular kind of reaction, that yes, finally, we have somebody speaking up for black women. That doesn't fly. It still comes down to the fact that this is a job, it's an opportunity, and as far as we know, because we're told 100 million different ways, there should be no job discrimination. You should want the best candidate. And the best candidate need not necessarily be a woman. It would be, I understand and appreciate it. Believe me that this, as an overarching intent, just adds more flavor to a presidential team. Okay, I get that. But you don't start off, it seems to me, by saying, I'm looking only for black women. I think that's wrong. I think that should be questioned. If only it is against the law to advocate something so publicly and to be so adamant about it. So I think we need to rethink this, and I think it needs to be explained. Because if I were Asian, I'd feel very offended that the standard attitude now is we're not interested in you. No matter how qualified you might be, we're looking for black women. Why? Because they've been a denied opportunities much longer than you. That is patently unfair. Or if you are a man, and you have incredible credentials, and this should be your shining moment. All you need is a break. And they start off by telling you, we're not even considering black men. All right, so let's start some trouble here and see where you go with this idea. Is this the right way to do it? Why has it not met with very stiff opposition and questioning? Are black women getting over with the silence? And is the Democratic Party pulling a fast one, saying, well, we have a white man and we want a black woman? What the heck is this? Is this what we've come to in deciding who gets a job and who doesn't get a job? Is this right? And the job being the number two person on the presidential ticket. And nobody seems to think that there's anything wrong with it. Well, I think there's something wrong with it. And I think if Republicans took the same position, there'll be all kinds of hell to pay. All right, so I laid the premise out, and you can now school me at 888 888 874 4888. 888 874 4888. Is this where the Democratic Party needs to be and to go? And here's the irony of it. Biden's number one helper in this election is Barack Obama. I mean, how crazy are we here? This should not be the way we do business. Gwen from New York, you're first. You're on the air.
Hi, Eutrice. I'm
Oh.
really glad you brought this up. Hi. I hope you're having a good day. I'm glad you
Hey.
brought this up because I really, really hate identity politics, and it always leaves us in a box, and it's like a trap that you get stuck in and you can't get out of. And for the women that are being considered, it's almost embarrassing. It's almost an insult because they're not really being brought up there because of their skill or that they earned this. The most important thing is they fit this criteria. And so, although he's got a scope of women, he's got a scope of women that are very, very similar in their backgrounds, in their political beliefs. So we're not really having a scope of lots of different political beliefs here. People who can really bring something new and different to the table. This is just the way that, particularly the Democrats do it, is you can find anybody of any race to represent your bad cause. It happens all the time. If you want to sell out Harlem, you get a black leader that's willing to do an upzone. You want to do it in East Harlem, you get a so-called Puerto Rican woman to do it. And it's a woman and the black or Puerto Rican, but the bottom line is always the bottom line, to tell you the truth. And so you can get anybody to, walk that walk for you. And I find it insulting that all they're being asked to do is to be a woman and be black and to maybe be able to do the job or not. Don't worry about it. We got somebody else that can help you out with that. And I also find it insulting because I get really mad if somebody would come to me and say, I voted you for you because you're a woman and that's it. Get out of here. Are you kidding me? I have a fantastic platform. If you told me the only reason why you voted for me was because I'm a female, I would be highly insulted. I don't like that one bit. I think that I am just as qualified as the men that I run against, but I want to run against them. I want to have that platform to be exactly the same. And so I think that by taking all candidates off the table, except for one category of candidate, and then that most of them have very little differences in the way they see a progressive Democratic Party. Really, I don't think we're getting any kind of change. And I think that
But why do
people are
you
hungry.
think that this issue has not gotten any resistance so far? to speak up.
Oh my God, it's political correctness. You can't say that. What are you going to say that right now in the middle of Black Lives Matter? You're going to come out and say, listen, I think that this is a really bad idea. Now maybe somebody who's black could say it, but then you'd have people say, well, wait a minute, you're an anti-feminist. How can you say this, that such a revolutionary move should not be made? It's not a revolutionary move because it's not organic. It didn't happen from the roots up, okay? It's happening as a top-down decision. So it's predictable, it's boring, and people are afraid to come out and talk about it on either side. If you say
and
it from a woman's standpoint,
I want to know, why is it acceptable now, but it was fought tooth and nail against when Shirley Chisholm was running for president?
Are you kidding? Well, I mean, it was fought tooth and nail because we were a lot less quiet about being a racist country. Okay, so I think that the Democrats are always afraid of everything, especially any kind of move that looks, you know, radically different. And of course, Shirley Chisholm is not these candidates. I mean, she really was a woman who had something to say. She didn't back down, and you sure couldn't box her in. You could not tell her what to say. That was not going to happen with her. So she was, that the fact that she had inroads was because of who she was, period. And she was not going to be, she was not a robot, okay? All of these women are going to be robots for Joe Biden. So no way was it going to be her, and no way was going to happen at that time. No way.
Well, you got us started, and on a good foot, I must say, your argument makes
vroom,
sense.
Vroom, vroom!
So I feel pretty good. I feel pretty
good. Get your cars ready.
So far. Thanks, Gwen. John,
okay, bye-bye.
Jersey, what have you to say?
Are you talking
Hello,
to
John?
Me? John? John from Jersey, that's me.
Yes.
Latrice, I think you should get the position. No, hands down.
I don't want it. No way.
I would vote. I might, in fact, consider voting for him if, in fact, you, even though I really have no choice in the matter. You know, I think it was Winston Churchill who said, you can always count on America to do the right thing after it tried everything else. And this is that circumstance right now. They're grabbing at straws. They're doing whatever they can to prevent this, I don't even know what to call it, creature, from continuing to win, the creature from winning another term, which would be the last nail in the coffin for the United States of America, as far as I'm concerned. They're chipping away at the Constitution. They don't. You know, I'm surprised they even say it in the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. I mean, it's just absurd what's going on, and I don't know what to say about it, other than
but you're
revolt.
Troubled by it.
You have to. We have to revolt. That's what has to happen. People of right mind have to get together. Of course, you with the way they have surveillance today, you can't even like pass wind without the CIA knowing about it. Much less trying to organize to get together. To even if you were organizing to do something legal, like get some kind of legislation done to change things,
You clearly are troubled by this move, and you're not in agreement with it.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's absurd for them to go that way. It's just totally absurd. And this is supposed to be the best people that we could get. Come on, these people are unbelievable. Biden, from what somebody said, Biden can't remember what he was talking about yesterday. So this is the guy we're going to have running our country. Perfect for the big corporations who are destroying the earth to make money.
All right, well, thank you for contributing today. Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. Bill from Brooklyn, what have you to say?
Good afternoon, you three. And to
Good afternoon
the audience.
To you.
Thank you. What I have to say is what I was taught as a kid, that two wrongs don't make a right. And you have the wrong of past discrimination, of course, that included slavery. And now you have the wrong of a candidate being selected clearly based upon her race and sex. Biden has boxed himself in. He should have said, I will select the best candidate possible for the job. And that would have been that. But I think there's a lot of influence, of course, coming from Mr. Obama and others like Beyonce and Michelle, who are both very nice ladies. However, we're in an era now of extreme political correctness. And I think there's going to be a pushback in ways that will be not very visible, but will be felt strongly, you know, in boardrooms and companies and all kinds of different occupations where folks will silently and in their own way have their own retribution.
Thank you. I think you're
Thank
right.
You.
I think you have a very strong point there. Benji from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, you trees. This is Benji. I just want to tell you how much I admire your show. I once went to you once. They had a birthday party once for you in the backyard somewhere, I think.
In
Brooklyn. So I don't know if you remember me, but I did go. I walked because I'm Orthodox Jew, but I came anyway. I wanted to celebrate your birthday. And I also enjoy your... I thought since I've been listening to you, I thought your best monologue was with Amadou Diallo, the way you said it took, I think, 18 shots to take him down. He refused to die. I don't know if you remember that monologue you gave. I thought that was the best monologue you ever gave since I've been listening to you.
But tell me what you think about this subject now.
Yeah. This is not just to butter you up, but I just thought this was a nice way to introduce myself or reintroduce myself to you.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to tell you, no, I meant it sincerely, every word I said. What you asked was a very provocative question, and I may have slightly, you once said recently, we stop to learn to think, or we stop to learn to have confidence in the thinking. So I must have thought about it. This is my answer. I don't know if it's a great answer, but my answer would be that the ends justify the means. You're right. It's not right. It's discrimination. You're supposed to give it to the best person. If it's a black woman, let it be a black woman. But you shouldn't outright say it. But so, yes, it appears to be pandering. But if this could help him win, then I say the ends justify the means. I know it doesn't have integrity, but that's my answer.
Well, you see, this is a problem. You just said the ends justify the means, but then you say, you know, it has no integrity. Are you comfortable with that?
No, I'm not comfortable with it. I'll give another example. Earmarks. Is earmarks a good thing? It probably lacks integrity, but it gets things done. Legislation moves. It oils the bill.
It gets things done the wrong way. And it gets things done contrary to the explicit direction of the Constitution.
What, earmarks?
Yes.
You
prefer that this money should go over here. That's not the way budgeting is supposed to work.
But how do you oil the bills? Right now, we have a lot of stagnation. I don't know. So that's my question. My question is, do the ends ever justify the means? I think what earmarks said, it does apply. I think it's so important to defeat Trump that it applies here, too.
This is the thing that we're doing. We're rationalizing doing things under the table, and in this case, in the open.
Yes.
With the implicit meaning that you will be okay with it. I'm not okay with it.
Yeah. No, I respect your integrity. I'm with you. Amen. Amen to you.
Amen. Amen. Let's both say amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much, Asby, for calling. Mike from Maryland, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Ms. Leeds. How are you?
Okay, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a long time since I've been able to call your airwaves, but I'm happy you're still here and you're still providing a perspective.
Thank you.
I just want to kind of provide a little bit of a just some clarity here, because I think most people don't really know what American politics, or are they feigning ignorance when it comes to American politics? Firstly, let me just say, one of your callers said that two wrongs don't make a right, right? But if we follow the logic of math that we've been taught, two wrongs, which equates to a negative, two negatives equate to a what? A positive. And if you equate positive to right, then he's absolutely wrong. Two negatives make a positive. So let's deal with what's happening right now. America's dealing with a reckoning. And there's a reckoning that's bubbling up from underneath the rubble that these previous tribes and civilizations are buried under. And this thing that you've mentioned about the qualifications of the candidate, them saying that it's a black candidate, let me just explain something to your audience. American politics works this way. I'll give you a perfect example. During Reconstruction was the most important period for black people in this country. And Lincoln, who...
But you're taking us way back there.
I'm going to make this
possible.
Historical reference, just like you made the reference to Shirley Chisholm when she ran.
Yes.
Right. So
that's fairly
Lincoln
contemporary.
So Lincoln was elected, right, as a Republican, right, which Republicans were the parties of black people in that time. His vice president was a man named Johnson, Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson was a Dixiecrat. He was from the Confederacy, right? Not only was he come from the Confederacy, he had no legitimate qualifications to be the vice president.
We need you to be relevant to the time now. Don't take us back to the Civil War, because that requires a great deal of time to debate.
Are they not calling? You don't hear the people talking about there's going to be a new Civil War right now? You're ignoring that? You're ignoring with the far
here's
right?
Here's what I'm dealing with. And the Democratic Party's candidate for president.
The Democrats are the racists.
Itself,
they're the party
they
of the racists.
They have made it known that they are interested only in black women for the vice presidential spot. I find that very troubling, and I find it wrong.
I find it troubling that the Democrats would put forth a candidate who's he's a known racist. He's held hands with racists. He's promoted racists.
We're not arguing about the validity of Biden's candidacy. He's already been chosen. In fact, he has been officially chosen because he has accepted the results of the vote. So he's official.
This
whether
is
we
insanity.
Like it or not.
This is insanity. You're telling me that simply because he's been chosen by a known race, the Democrats are the party of the
losing,
Ku Klux
you're losing,
Klan.
You're losing focus here. Just
the
deal with the facts as they
the
are.
Ku Klux Klan.
Everybody should have straight teeth and perfect eyesight. It doesn't work out that way.
We're living in historic times. We're living in historic times, and you're asking me to be myopic and only focus in on what you perceive as relevant today.
We're talking about the principle that allegedly is informing the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party's modus operandi in how it is about to choose a vice presidential nominee. Now, that's what we're talking about.
Ms. Leeds, if you...
Patrice Leeds.
If you're sincere and truly addressing the systemic issues that have plagued our people since the formation of this system, then you have to acknowledge that it doesn't matter whether you have a Democrat or a Republican. These people are all
cutting the same cloth. Not paying attention to how I framed the discussion. I never said that this program was about tracing the Democratic Party and how it treats black people. That's not the subject of this discussion.
Then why even mention the fact that they want a black candidate?
I'm sorry?
I don't understand. Why mention the fact that they want a black candidate as the vice president and then try to ignore
this? They said this. I didn't say it. They said it. That's what they want. And that's what they're going after. They said it.
Why are they saying that? Why are they saying that? Do you understand why?
Because they believe that the times that we are living in, it will motivate more blacks to vote.
But
and more blacks
trying
to vote, the Democratic candidate for president will be in winning.
So you don't think they're trying to divert attention from the fact that Joe Biden is a proven virulent racist by putting a candidate...
That is not the subject of discussion. Listen to the subject of discussion and just deal
why
with
are,
the subject.
Why are they placing a black person next to him? That's
because
why they're
that's
placing...
That's what he wants. That is what he wants. That is what the party leadership wants.
Because
and
they realize that they have a virulent racist.
...of men that they wish to have in this race.
So you don't think that they realize that this man has a racist past and the only way that they could convince black people that...
It is even immaterial to the discussion you wish to have now. We are talking about the stated principle here, and it was said, it has been said many times. It has not been refuted. It has not been resisted. Even in the African-American community. This is what they want, and this is what they're working toward.
Ms. Lee, I'm telling you, it don't matter. It don't matter which black selection they make. You're going to get the same result.
I don't understand your argument. I don't understand you. What you are debating is what should be. That is not the debate. That is not the question. The question is, what is?
Right. I'm saying what is what has been and what will be unless we alter our way of thinking and our actions. If we keep doing the same thing.
Missed the whole point. You're not listening. You're arguing about what ought to be. I'm not interested in what ought to be.
You're saying what is.
I'm saying what is. And deal with it. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that just deal with the fact that they're going to put a token
fill-in-the-blank
person
in
there.
I said very, very, very clearly that the intention is for Joe Biden to be partnered with a black woman. That was the intention from the start. And he's close to deciding who that black woman would be. I disapprove on several grounds. I don't like the idea that this should be the only qualification or criterion for how you choose a vice presidential candidate. And number two, it is possible that in saying you're going after black women, well, what about all others who may be very, very well qualified and who could infuse the Democratic Party at this time with new energy? I'm not interested in what should be and what could be and what could have been. I'm not interested in that. That is a futile argument.
This is insane. This is insane. I just feel bad for people of your generation and your age that continue to think like this and ignore the reality of what's happening.
I am not thinking like anything. In fact,
this is insane.
Just to let you know, to my knowledge, I think I am the first one to raise this question publicly.
Because nobody cares. Nobody cares. Whoever they select is going to be a
card. And we leave it at that so we can continue to be friends. Thanks for calling in. Henry from Chicago, how's it going in Chi-Town?
Oh, hey, Utrice, how's it going? Interesting exchange. Okay,
but people just believe that you can debate ethereal points. No, you deal with the facts as they are, and you try to see what they're telling you. You can't conjecture and you can't prognosticate. That is ignoring the facts as they are.
Yeah, so I will try to stay on point with this one. Two of the previous callers brought up something that I was going to raise. I think Gwen brought up the word organic. The problem I have with this is not an organic selection. And I think the caller before the last caller brought up pandering, which, you know, basically this is what Biden wants. He wants to pander to the black women vote. But one of the things is, in my time working in corporate America, I find that the way corporations work around the quota or the quota to hire minorities is the use of black women. And black women, in this case, are being used in politics just like they're being used in corporate America. They're there to fill a quota because of the fact that they fill two minorities. They fill being black and being a woman. So for me, this tells me that the corporate world is no different from the political world, and this is what Joe Biden wants. He wants to fill the quota of black people and women as a voter base.
And all the while, you're right, and all the while having a former president that he was vice president to, who is black, advising him. This is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to be against the law. You can't say, I'm only interested in looking at black women candidates. Are you out of your mind? That's crazy.
Yeah. But corporate America has been doing this for decades. And
true,
this is what they do.
We don't expect it. Do you expect this of a presidential candidate who is being advised by a former president?
Well, I mean, from a presidential candidate who's not racist, no, I don't expect this. But obviously from Joe Biden, yes, I expect this.
Oh, my gosh. Do you get the point, right, as to what we are saying here? And that is that nobody in the Democratic Party is raising questions. Nobody in the Democratic Party is taking issue with it. This seems to be perfectly acceptable. Even though the premise of what they're trying to achieve would deny black men and other women of color, the right to compete. This is insane.
It very much is. And like I said, even if you wanted to do this, just keep it in your back pocket and just say, I'll pick the best candidate. That's all you got to say.
That's right. That's what every vice president, every presidential candidate says. He said it when Barack Obama was chosen. He didn't seem to have a problem with it. He didn't say, oh, no, not me, not this time. Pick somebody else. This is insane. Thank you very much, Henry. Good to hear from you today. David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Utrice, I look at this way. I don't think political candidates should be selected on the basis of whether they have male or female genitalia or whatnot. I think that should be out. What I think in the case of Joe Biden is that this was selected by the powers that be in the Democrat group of the single party as a tactical move. So this is a tactical move to maybe energize Joe Biden in terms of encouraging more phenotype black people to participate in the election of this this man. And that's what I think. It's an encouragement, but it makes no sense to me because I am not involved in anything that has to do with someone being selected on the basis of their gender. And I think that makes no sense. And to exclude other people of various other phenotypes that we have here, I don't think is right. So that's the way I see it.
All right. And that makes sense to me. I agree. Thanks for your call. Marvin from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Okay, Marvin.
Good. I kind of agree with Dave. I mean, and another caller, I'm not crazy about identity politics, but I think this is my theory. I think, and I agree with you. I don't believe, you know, the whole, you know, I'm going to need to choose a black candidate. I think that is to appeal to a certain market. I think he's trying to appeal to, like, black women in the hopes that probably black men and maybe other minorities will fall suit. And it's because this is my theory, you know, I think because from what I remember back in 2008, I saw a lot of people appealing to blacks appealing to Hillary Clinton. I think what made Obama popular among black women was Michelle Obama. And I think that they're trying to sort of do the same thing with Biden by putting a black woman as vice president. It's just a theory.
Yeah, but I asked a question. Their tactics and their ideas aside, is mm-hmm. this legal? Is this right?
I don't think it is. Because I think, to me, they should be on a hunt for anybody who can do the job. And the whole identity politics is because, you know, just because someone is female and black doesn't mean that they're going to suit anybody's interests. I mean, you can have anybody up there, you know, say we're going to have a gay, we're going to have a transgender person up there, but it has nothing to do with their, who they are has nothing to do with their politics and stuff, you know.
Isn't this drawing more flack, more attention, and people saying, hey, wait a minute, is this what the Democratic Party has come to now? We are explicit explicit about our discrimination, and it's supposed to sit well with people who have been discriminated themselves against for a long, long time. Why should black people be comfortable with something, this kind of arrangement?
Because I think right now in the heat of things, I think they are trying to make, I heard Cornel West say this in an interview. He said there are a whole bunch of philanthropic concessions going on. And I think this is like one of them. It's symbolic, but that's all it is. There's no meat to it.
But when you look at people, even like Cornel West, They don't find anything wrong with this.
Yeah, well, at that, it should be something wrong with. I mean, he should find something wrong with it. I find something wrong with it and stuff. I mean, I would rather have somebody in there who happened to be white and he was going to push Biden to do the right thing. It's, you know, instead of having one who's black and is going to just follow his lead on policies that are, that will be destructive for folks. So I don't think it's right. I think it's more of a marketing scheme to me than anything to try to get
marketing my foot. He's talking about black people being used in a particular way. That should offend all black people. It should offend all people.
Yeah, but I know.
You know, I'm looking for a black woman. Well, hey, a lot of black men are looking for black women too. But with a whole different thing in mind. Have we reached this stage in our collective lives where people can so openly show contempt and get away with it?
Yeah, that's the word.
They're marketing this as a great achievement, as a great development in our lives. It isn't. And we ought to let them know that. Thank you so much for calling today. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you.
Thanks. And thank you all for your input today. You see, when you start asking questions about something that, for all intents and purposes, has already taken root as normal, and it is a total disrespect and abuse of people who have suffered too much disrespect and abuse already. And in this election year, the best that can be done in the name of Black progress is to look for a Black woman to support a white man whose history is spotty with black people, and therefore become the undergirding, the infrastructure for his success. What is the advantage to that? What do we get out of that except abuse and use? That's it. It's not going to build schools. It is not going to build more hospitals. It's not going to provide more jobs. None of that. It is that we should take pride in the fact that a black woman is vice president. Have we not gone down this road many, many times before? And here it is, smack in our faces, and nobody's saying a word. Well, we should say a word or two. Thanks so much for calling in and your enthusiasm. I like it. We don't have to agree. This is important for you to understand and keep in mind. It is not really important if we agree or disagree. I just want to hear you. I just want to hear what you're thinking, because that is valid to me. So let's hold on to that and do something else tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you.